BBC News. Most European countries that had suspended the use of the Oxford-AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine say they will now resume inoculations after it was declared safe and effective by the European medical regulator. The EMA found the jab was not associated with a higher overall risk of blood clotting, though it could not definitively rule out a link with a small number of very rare conditions. The French Prime Minister said he himself would receive a dose of the AstraZeneca jab. Jean Castex also announced a limited month-long lockdown in Paris and 15 other departments. Non-essential businesses have been ordered to close and movement outside will be restricted. President Biden has announced the US will on Friday meet its target of vaccinating 100 million people in his first 100 days in office, more than a month ahead of schedule. Almost two-thirds of Americans over the age of 65 have now received at least one dose, but Mr. Biden warned against complacency. The White House says Mr. Biden does not regret calling his Russian counterpart a killer. Earlier, Vladimir Putin responded to Wednesday's accusation by saying that it takes one to know one. Mr. Putin added the US was a murderous state with a shameful history. The first high-level direct talks between the Biden administration and China are getting underway in Alaska. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the National Security Advisor are meeting Chinese officials for discussions on trade and human rights. Reports from Libya say that up to 15 bodies have been found handcuffed and dumped in the eastern city of Benghazi. The area is controlled by forces loyal to military commander Khalifa Haftar. And World Athletics has allowed the return of Russian athletes competing under a neutral flag for international events, including the Olympic Games. Their number will be limited to 10, and they will have to meet strict anti-doping criteria. That's the world news from the BBC.